morning. It's Maddie, Jason, and Arnold in the morning on Kiss 92, joined by the very lovely Celestine Chua, who is a personal development coach, speaker, and blogger, and also founder of Personal Excellence. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Maddie. Hi, Jason. And hi, Arnold.
Hello. Good morning. Hi, Celestine.
So happy to be here. Very excited.
So nice to have you. You got such a lovely name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So do you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
And so do all of you.
This is like the Mutual Appreciation Society. Let's keep going. So you have talked about creating a bucket list.
Definitely.
I mean, we hear that a lot, but why is that essential or important to anyone?
Well, maybe I can start off by talking what is the bucket list in case there are listeners who don't know the term.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think most of us are familiar with the term kicking the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically means, you know, passing on.
Yeah.
And
dying,
bucket,
you're saying.
Definitely. I was trying to put it in an adequate way, but okay. But essentially, a bucket list is a list of all the things that you want to achieve, the dreams that you want to fulfill, and the life experiences that you desire to experience before you die. And so for some people, their bucket list can be, say, visit the 7 wonders in the world. It could be, say, find their soulmate.
Usually, how long is the bucket list?
Wow, I think it can be as long as you want. Like, for example, my list is over 100 items.
Wow.
Oh, is that realistic?
I think a bucket list is not about being realistic. It's about putting everything that you want to do and want to experience before you die, and then really just setting yourself all out to achieve it.
I was going to ask that. Should you put things that are sort of outlandish on there? Like, okay, one of my dreams would be like to be an astronaut, but that's the chances of that happening are not
Sorry,
high. But should
laugh.
I?
At your dream.
It could happen.
It's possible.
Should I put that on my list, or would it be just stupid?
I guess the question. I have the same question. How realistic should we be?
Yeah.
You know, what's the balance?
Well, I think definitely when you create your bucket list, you should go all out and write whatever it is that you want. And then after you write it, you can then plot your way to achieve that. So, for example, Jason, right, one of your desires to be an astronaut.
Yes.
Okay. So perhaps in your current circumstances, it might not be fully realistic to achieve this goal. And then you can think about, okay, astronaut. So what is the intention that you have, like, behind this desire to be an astronaut,
yeah,
and then plot the alternative path to achieve that.
So, well, the thing is, okay, maybe I can't be an astronaut, but maybe I could learn about astronomy.
It could be, or you could live vicariously through the movies that you
that's
review
right,
and stuff.
Apollo 13.
What?
Yeah. Or you could take a trip into space. They have that coming up, right?
That's true. The Virgin Airlines, don't they
exactly
have a space?
Exactly.
Yeah, things, there will be options in the future.
I
in
love
the, near
the
future.
Ideas that are coming up. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Wow, the list is already forming in my head, and I can tell you mine's probably going to be longer than yours, Celestine.
Oh, I love that.
We're talking to Celestine Chua, who is a personal development coach, speaker, and blogger, and also the founder of Personal Excellence. And she's going to be a regular on our show to keep us thinking, pondering. And we are talking about achieving excellence in life and what is a bucket list and how important it is for you to have one. More of that next. Good morning, Kiss 92, Maddie, Jason, and Arnold, joined by the lovely Celestine Chua, whose passion is to help others achieve their highest potential and to live their best lives. So, Celestine, you were talking about a bucket list, but really, what is the importance of having one? What if I live my life without one? Would that be bad?
I think a bucket list is really about living a life with no regrets. All of us, every day we wake up, we drive, we commute, and then we go to work, 9 to 6, fine, dock off, then go to home, sleep, watch TV or something. And this routine repeats itself. And sometimes we can just look back, like, the past month of my life, what did I do? Did I really do something of significance to me?
Yeah.
Like, for example, if I just pose a question to all the listeners right now, in the past 1 month of your life, have you been doing something that really means something to you? And the bucket list help us to really realign with our priorities and to remind us what is it that we really want to do in life and we really love and we are really working for, and are we currently working toward that?
Yeah, because I've read stories where people just lay on their deathbed and then suddenly they realize that everything they've strived for in their life was not really what they wanted in the first place.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's very
sad.
And
we don't want to go there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely not. So let me pose a question to all of you right now. What is one thing that you would love, you would want to do before you pass on?
Die?
Yes. Dude! I think for me is I would like to have a chateau in the south of France.
Oh, you're not asking much,
you're already
are you?
Working on that, aren't you, Maddie?
I am. Well, yeah. I'm working towards that in my head.
You've already actually done this. I've seen pictures where you've been in the south of France at these places.
Well, the one thing is to visualize, so is to go and stay in somebody else's chateau.
Yeah.
And then after that, you dream about having your own and then have a little hotel where you guys can come and stay, live with me, have my own cherry farm. I want to learn how to make soap. Okay, you know what? I laughed at you being an astronaut.
I'm sorry.
So that's
I'm sorry. No, but I think it's nice. I think that's a beautiful dream. Beautiful.
Very nice.
Arnold?
I haven't formulated a full bucket list, but one thing I know I want to do before I die is to go to Alaska.
Oh, wow.
I want to go there. I want to see the wilderness there. And I want to fish there.
Ooh.
That's top of my bucket list that I'm forming right now anyway.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I think so too.
How about you, Jason? I got two.
Number one, I want to learn archery.
Okay.
Because I think archery is beautiful and wicked. I've always loved archery.
I think that's doable this week. You can just sign up for archery classes and just go.
That one's easy to do. The second one isn't as easy. I want to get in a knockdown, drag out, almost fight to the death fight with somebody.
Oh my God.
Like in an MMA or something. I just want to have that feeling of seeing what it is to just fight and fight and fight. Because as a kid, I wrestled a lot and stuff like
that.
Did you? Can't tell now.
So was this inspired by that Brad Pitt movie?
No.
Fight Club. Yeah. I love that movie too.
It's not really that. It's just like, because in our lives, we're always at desks and we're at computers. Mm-hmm. And do you know what I mean? But as a man, it would just be great to physically be engaged.
You could join
somebody.
The army.
Huh?
Yeah, there's that too, Jason.
That's true.
That's an easy option.
I would like to exercise that part of myself sometimes. That masculine part.
I would have thought you were a pacifist.
I am. I'm a total pacifist. I'm totally anti-war and everything. But just once, I just would like to try it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Does that say something about us? Yeah, I'm staying away from him. What does your bucket list say about a person?
I think a bucket list is definitely a projection of the person's inner desires.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, on the good side, maybe it tells of Jason's drive and, you know, masculinity.
Yeah. I never knew you had that.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't know either.
So definitely no positive points. And then for Arno, you know, his desire to be connected with the wilderness, you know, nature and everything. And I think for Maddie, it represents like the romantic aspect in her, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a romantic, guys. Yeah. Woohoo! We're talking to Celestine Chua, who is a personal development coach, speaker, and blogger, and also founder of Personal Excellence. If you have questions, you can always text us 971-70920 or send it in throughout the week by emailing breakfast@kiss92.sg. Coming up still, watch outs with regards to your bucket list and what to do after creating your list. Hey, morning. It's Maddie, Jason and Arnold speaking to Celestine Chua, who is a personal development coach, speaker and blogger. And we're talking about creating your bucket list.
When you're doing your bucket list and you got all these crazy things on it, you might actually die doing your bucket list. Are there any like dangers to making a bucket list aside from dying or including dying?
Only if your bucket list is Jason's.
Well, to be honest, I do have a danger in mind, but I wasn't thinking about it as something that's a physical danger. The danger that I have in mind is that when you have your bucket list and you're doing it, it's important not to become obsessed with it. Mm. Because the objective of a bucket list is to get yourself to realign with your priorities. Mm. But if you are to obsess yourself with items on your bucket list and then make your life revolve around the bucket list, then you're still missing the point.
Yeah.
Because it's all about living in the moment.
But you do want to achieve some of those things on the bucket list, right?
Definitely. Definitely. And as you're working towards that, it's important to live in the moment at the same time, as opposed to someone who's like, okay, item number one, what can I do? Go. And then item number two, what can I do? And then you just neglect everything in your life and process. Mm.
And it can just become another job, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Then it's just going back to the same problem.
For your soul.
Exactly.
It's also something that you can look forward to hope.
Yeah, actually,
right?
That's true.
I think that's what it really is. Many times people say you got a dream to be able to live.
That's right.
Because imagine living a life without any dreams.
Yep.
And I think that's what a bucket list really is. Like putting your dreams down on paper and looking at it every day to know that you actually have dreams to work towards.
Mm. Definitely. Yeah.
I don't want my bucket list to be just dreams though. So if I have one, what do I do next?
Okay. I love that. So now the practicality aspect comes in. So I think it is important, after you write your list, not to chuck it aside. Like, I think most people do that, write the list, and then, okay, bye-bye, it's gone, and then they forget about their goals. No. I think after you write your list, you should put it in front of, like, your desk or a place where you work every day so you can see it, like, it's in your face. Mm. And then, like, maybe pick, I don't know, like, maybe Maddie's list will have 200 items because she wants to.
Probably. Yeah. I'm a woman.
Circle, like, three of the biggest things to you, most important things to you now, and then craft out a plan to work toward it. Like, in the next 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, like, for example, Jason's, like, archery.
Yeah.
You can totally sign up for archery classes this week.
That was easy to do, right? Yeah. I want to do it. Maybe I will do it.
Come on.
Yeah. You mentor all of us in archery next week.
Yeah. And then we can organize a Hunger Games.
That would be
satisfying. Like his second item in the bucket list, which is
fighting to the death.
Okay, you know, that's where we stay out.
Paintball.
That's right.
We
okay.
can do paintball.
Actually, that's true.
Oh no, I'll just be the referee. Can couples do bucket lists together?
I think that would be so perfect. If couples or friends have common items on their bucket list, by all means,
it'd be a great project to do together.
Definitely. Yeah. That's where all of you can, you know, do with your spouses and all.
Yeah.
What's on the top of your bucket list, Celestine?
Well, at the moment, I would say, I mean, one of them is to publish a physical book. I already have several ebooks, but I would love to publish a physical book.
That's a great one.
And at one point, reach bestsellers list. And I know that all of you are very happily married and I'm the only singleton in the room.
There's good in that too, you know.
Definitely. I would love to, you know, at some point meet my special someone.
You hear that? Men of Singapore?
Yeah. She's awesome. She's great. Yes.
Celestine Chua.
And she doesn't need you to complete her.
Thanks a lot for the promotion.
And that was Celestine Chua, who is a personal development coach, speaker, and blogger, joining us regularly starting today. She's also the founder of Personal Excellence. You can check out her website, personalexcellence.co. And next week, you return to talk about passion and money and how to pursue your passion with success. Yeah, Celestine?
Definitely.
We'll look forward to that.
Thank you so much. Thanks to all the Kiss 92 FM listeners, and thanks to Jason, Arno, and Maddie.
And here's what we want you to do. We want you to tell us what's on top of your bucket list and why you switched to Kiss 92 for a chance to win a stay at the newly refurbished Pan Pacific Orchard Hotel. All of this week, we're giving that away with Maddie, Jason, and Arnold on Kiss 92.
It's Mo